This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 546. No news is... no news. Today's sponsor is Doghouse Systems. Get great computers made by gamers for gamers at doghousesystems.com and use the code BACON for a 120GB solid-state drive in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. Today's show is also brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATA2017. That's bit.ly/ATA2017. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros. And with me, I have Fandeth.
Hi!
Hey, Fandeth. How you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. And we also have Toasty. How you doing, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good, especially because the Calm Before the Storm folks have hit their stretch goals, which means they get that extra room for AMOV TV and the Frog Pants meetup. And which means awesome. that my little tier gets extra stuff, and I'm all sorts of okay with extra stuff.
Hmm.
That's awesome.
They hit their first stretch goal?
Yeah. Yep. So that's the one at 16,000 something.
500.
It took a while. I know that they were like within a couple $100 for like almost a whole week on that.
Yeah, they just hit it today, I think. I saw Seraphist retweet something today.
Ah, nice.
So hopefully they hit 19,000 by the end of their campaign, because that gives them an extra ballroom with more room for art and meet and greets.
Alright, so here's the thing. We don't have a lot of news, guys, so we have to like cut the speed we're talked by at least 50%.
Okay, you've known me for 5 years. When have you known me to talk slowly?
When you're drunk.
He went there.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong. I try not to be wrong.
And you know, hey, I can't help how fast I talk, okay? I come from a family with 6 people in it at some points, and now there's 7 people in this house. If I want to get a word in, I need to talk fast, so someone's going to interrupt me or change the subject, and next thing I know, I'm in that awkward space where you have something you want to say, and you're looking for the right moment to say it, and it's like, okay, I can say it now, but we're talking about something completely different now. Is it going to be weird to bring that conversation back that direction, or should I just shut up and continue with the present conversation? These are things that go through my head.
I understand that. Alright, so what we need to do, Toasty, is start drinking.
I have work tomorrow, man.
Alright then. Fine.
So in order for me to talk at the speed you want me to talk, it's going to take a bit.
Alright then. I guess we can talk at normal speed.
He needed to start early, I guess.
What's that?
Said he needed to start early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was working with garden tools earlier, and...
Oh, no.
Some of those dangerous. Would have been okay. Some of those not so much. Operating the tiller may not have been a poor choice. May not have been a good choice if I had, you know, enjoyed a few beverages.
I want a tiller. I just steal my parents all the time. That works, too.
I mean, this is my parents' tiller, so...
Oh, well then. But I have to go to their house and get it.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that? The whole still living with them thing?
And I need a garden that's, you know, kind of together. Still haven't come to fix it yet. Hopefully soon.
There you go.
I keep texting him. I'm just waiting for the frost to go away.
The frost is like, gone. Dude, frost is gone for at least 2 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I haven't heard from him in 3 weeks.
Get him.
And then he's like, oh, I was away for the last week. Oh, that's nice. Get over here and do some stuff.
Yeah.
Jeez. But he said next week they'll be by, so hopefully they come and fix it up all nice. And we get to go.
Well, here's hoping.
Yeah.
How was your week, Medros?
Had a week. Got a lot of housework done and cleaned up my garage and did some mowing of my grass. First mowing of the year. So that was good. Went looking for a barbecue. Didn't get one, but have an idea what I want. So looking forward to getting a new barbecue soon enough.
Well, Toasty said it best. You probably want one that, you know, burns things.
I don't want to burn things. Cook them, yes, but not burn them.
Yes. Well,
yeah. I don't want char. Not really a fan of char stuff.
Well, I mean, you want it to burn fuel. You still want it to burn things.
True. Frasley, no, I do not want a Nomi Grill 3000. Sorry. I would like not burned food. Thank you.
Hey, at least he's not burning it quite as much.
Yeah.
He even gives us stuff that'll help. That'll help make other stuff for us, which is great.
I haven't visited Nomi probably since before 7.1.5.
Oh, I still visit him a lot because I end up with over 1,000 of the mackerel things.
You do a lot of fishing then, because I don't do that much fishing.
So what I ended up doing, and I know I'm not going to get any more recipes towards that mackerel thing, but you can use the prepared ingredients, I think, to get recipes occasionally.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You gotta get 10 of them, and you get that by doing doing orders through Nomi.
Yeah.
And he'll either give you, like, a single... And you'll have a chance of getting these prepared ingredients, and those prepared ingredients, once you collect 10 of them, you can use those 10 to either give you new recipes or just give you a prepared dish of some description that might actually end up being useful. So, I mean, if you've got excess fish like I do and you're not planning on using it, go do that. I mean, at the very worst, you end up getting burnt food, which you can vendor, or you'll get the slightly burnt food, which actually heals you, or you might get these prepared ingredients. At the end of the day, it's something that I can either use to further my profession or get gold. I wasn't going to sell these mackerel, and selling them in the auction house is just an exercise in frustration, at least on Dalaran. So all this stuff would have just ended up sitting in my bank anyway. I'm more than happy to feed the Nomi fire at this point.
What's the slightly burnt food? Those, you get so many of them, they're kind of worthless.
It's still food that'll restore your health to some degree. So if you're questing around and you don't want to, and you down in health a little bit, use that instead of your buff food.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That's primarily what I use it for.
See, most of my characters can heal themselves, so I don't really need my food. Or food at all.
Oh, la-di-da. I have health stones, but they suck.
I have enraged regeneration every 45... I can't remember how often I can use it. It's either 45 seconds or a minute and a half. Either way, it doesn't heal me for a lot, and I can't use it very often. But you know what? It doesn't matter. Because I'm a warrior, and I don't die too much. Not recently, anyway.
Well, aren't you special?
Yeah. Well, I learned to manage my pulls ever since the scaling thing on Broken Shore became a thing.
Mm.
Like, I would pull, 15, 20 miles because I'm used to being able to do that for the rest of the Broken Isles. Can't really do that on the Broken Shore. I mean, I can. I'll kill the majority of them. I'll usually end up dying still. Mm-hmm. But I'll get a good chunk of them down.
That's why I love having a pet, and I just make him do skill storm, and then he holds everything, and I just kill everything. He dies so fast, so nice.
I don't even have Bladestorm anymore, and I'm so upset about that. It hasn't been good for a while. It hasn't been one of my optimal talent choices for a while, so I just haven't been using it. Gotta bump up that deeps, right?
That's right.
Sure. So, yeah, in WoW, I really haven't done much. I did, across all of my eligible tunes, I think I did 15 of the elite elite missions through the table. So I have, well, I have four characters that have 500 plus of the supplies. I've got, I think I have like six characters that have the artifact power one. And I've got a couple that did the nether shards as well. I actually took a risk and did the 91% 500 for the 500 resource supplies one. Hopefully that is successful. Shall have to wait and see.
I'm putting that in quotation marks. Risk.
It is a risk. It's not 100% guaranteed. It is a risk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you define what that would be?
A small chance of non-success.
Which is also defined as a risk.
Now, what's risky is sending them out at 20%, 10%, and once 5%.
No, that's just silly.
Huh? Well, I succeeded in two of the three of them.
20% is asking for failure, in my opinion.
Oh, actually, funny enough, that was the one that failed, the 20% one. And that was for the nether shards. My 5% one was the artifact power one. I got that one. And the 10% one was the other one, nether shards. So it was the Legion Fall resources. That was 20% that I won. That's the one I wanted the most. Because I enjoy, you know, just having to go into my app, contribute, and log into all those cash things that I get. I mean, I get nether shards and order hall resources each time, but it's something.
Yeah, I guess. Anyways, yeah, I haven't really done too much else. My max tunes now is up to 8. So I have two more to go. Probably gonna put kind of hold on them. They also, ironically, they haven't actually gotten any XP quests in a long time. But I've also been doing quests, like missions with them to do gear, like the upgrade level gear kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So they're doing very well with their followers. However, they aren't doing very well in XP. But I do know that I can do a couple of invasions and get them, no doubt, up to where they need to be. So I'm not overly concerned about that at all. But yeah, so at this point, I'm just trying to get my current 110s up to where they need to be in gear, and making sure that their followers are as high as they can be, and just working on, you know, gearing up my characters and build up my resources. Looking forward to the next time the command center's up, see what buff we get that time, because I really want more of that legendary gear for my followers. That'd be really awesome. And yeah, I've got no legendaries at all this week, but I really didn't play WoW too much. I don't think I did more than a total of 2 or 3 emissaries across all my tunes. So, understandably, there's a reason why I don't have very much. How about you, Toasty?
This is why we have no news this week, because you didn't play WoW.
It's all your fault.
All your fault.
I did the usual. I did a heroic and normal elf raid. Drawing a blank.
Nighthold.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know what happened. It just... Whoa. It just was not there for a minute. I'm good. Got a whole lot of nothing. No, wait. No, that's not true. I got a 910 neck off of heroic Krosis. Unfortunately, it is garbage stats for me, so I'm not using it. Of course, my only heroic... I think it's 910. It's heroic Titanforge, whatever that equates to. And of course, the only heroic Titanforge piece of gear I managed to get is a neck that I'm just not going to use. because it's terrible. I think it has versatility and some other garbage stat for me.
I thought versatility was good.
Not for a Fury Warrior.
Don't you use it in your Vantus runes?
But the Vantus runes give you like a super high amount. It doesn't take away from the other stats that I normally would stack.
That is true.
This is actively taking away from a stat that I like. I remember looking at I can't remember exactly which stats were on it, but I remember thinking it has no crit and it has no haste, therefore it is garbage for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was a little kick in the teeth. That was just sitting there taunting me, heroic Titan Forged, and I'm never going to use it. I'm pretty sure it's okay for my prot spec if I ever use it. Trouble is, I'd never use it. Well, I won't say never. I've used it to solo the elite mobs when there's nobody around. The ones that, you know, actually have a decent chance of killing you. What else did I do? I leveled up my Disc Priest a bit more. Didn't get too far into that. I think I made 103. And then I got bored and switched to my Survival Hunter. So I dusted off the Hunter for a little bit. Finally got the artifact weapon for him. And then did some more, hit the AP grind pretty hard this week. I was doing the daily dungeons, and I did Emerald Nightmare normal and heroic, because those are just an easy shot through. I think it was 45 minutes to get through Emerald Nightmare normal, and maybe an hour to go through Emerald Nightmare heroic. And I think the heroic one only took us longer, because at every boss, it seemed we were summoning somebody else.
Wow.
Which, whatever. I mean, they didn't. Other than that, those guys, the people who were added in didn't slow us down at all. It was just, you know, summoning them there that added time. So, it was fine. So now I think I need 5 more traits before I can get the Concordance. I think it's Concordance. The big last one. Is it Concordance Legion Fall?
Yes.
Yeah, so I need 5 more before I get that one.
Wow.
I think my next tier is like 140 million. Something like that. So hopefully this 17% mission is going to complete and give me 26 million AP. Here's hoping. Well, I guess it'll be more tomorrow because I'll have another artifact knowledge level completed tomorrow. Whatever it equals, I want it. I want to stop caring so much about AP, because having to go through the daily dungeon whenever I remember or feel like doing it, plus doing Emerald Nightmare again on normal and heroic is it's draining. It's a lot of time playing. I mean, I know I could drag it out a little bit, but at the same time, it's like I want all of it now. Seriously thought about doing all that, plus doing Trial of Valor normal and heroic, plus doing all the wings in LFR.
Wow. I used to do that. I can't do that anymore.
Yeah. The LFR, I don't know, like the AP reward, I feel like, isn't worth the time you're putting into it.
Yeah.
Because I think you only get, for Emerald Nightmare anyway, I think it's only 2 mil per... What equates to 2 mil per boss right now at my artifact knowledge level, and that's whatever one gives you a 1,080,000% bonus. So, I don't know, 2 million doesn't seem like a lot, especially when I'm paying 140 mil plus for a single tier. Maybe, I don't know, that's just me anyway. Obviously other people may prioritize that differently. Concordance of the Legion Fall would be nice to have right now, though. So yeah, I think that sums up my week. Lots of AP grinding and random leveling of 2 of my alts because I felt like it at the time. I didn't actually gain any levels in those alts, but I made a lot of progress towards gaining levels. I know I could be hitting the invasions to level up, but I don't know, lazy. I don't want to have to slog through the grinds of doing that and just dying repeatedly because the demons are just killing me like crazy. I'm not playing particularly tanky classes for my ult, so I feel like death would come pretty quickly. Yeah, that's about it. What have you been up to, Fan?
Well, the heroic, like normal. What else? I've been working on AP slowly. I think I'm one ahead of you. My next trait is like 240 million or something like that. So not much to go on that, but still, it'll take a while. But I think the new artifact knowledge will help. But then I have all the other things that I have to go through, all the other specs, because I want to get them all. I don't know. I didn't play Fan a whole lot. Then I decided to... Well, I did a bunch of Diablo, so I'm having so much fun in D3 doing the seasonal character. I've gotten the first 4 chapters of the season thing done, and probably 2/3 of the 5th chapter. And it's been so much fun just killing things super fast and running through the Greater Rifts. And I'm not as high as the people in Shattered Soulstone, but still more successful than I have been in the past and having way more fun with it. Other things in WoW, I log on to some of my Laughing Skull characters just to do invasions on them, and I think I got a few levels. I got my artifact weapon on my shaman. I went with the healing spec. His gear sucks, so the quest to get it, well, first of all, it bugged on me because I hit the wrong thing and then it went all trippy, so I had to restart it. And then, or that was just to unlock the class hall. Then I was working on the quest to get my artifact, and I kept dying and dying and dying because I couldn't heal the thing fast enough and keep myself up as well. So I struggled and struggled and struggled, and then I realized, hey, I'm wearing some really, really, really old gear. I have better gear in my bags. So I went and put that on, and I still struggle a little bit, but I managed to finally do it. So I'm going to level my shaman as Resto, just for fun. What else? I did the stuff on my DK, and same thing again. Like, it was a lot more difficult than going through it on the Warlock, so I can see where people would have troubles or have challenges not playing the character much, and so not having the gear that their mains would have had. Either way, I still did it, but it was definitely more challenging than it was on the Warlock when the expansion first came out, or when I was doing it in beta. I don't know. I think that's really all I did this week, or last week, I guess. It's been, I don't know, feeling like it's been slower. I've been busy doing a lot of other stuff around the house and trying to plant stuff for garden, hopefully.
How are you finding the DK and the Shaman Order Hall storylines? I know for when I was doing the Hunter, when I was starting up this Hunter stuff, I don't know, a lot of it kind of just went by without much notice, is what I would say for the Hunter one.
The DK one was awesome. Like, holy crap. The lore, and that, and I don't really want to talk about it because I don't want to spoil it for you guys if you haven't done it yet. I think Medros probably has, but just, it's so cool, like, story rich. So the Shaman one, it was alright, but not as cool. But yeah, that's all I've... Oh, I did the Demon Hunter one twice. That one didn't grasp me as much. Although,
The Demon Hunter one had some cool moments, like especially with the Black Temple stuff. But that wasn't really them establishing the Order Hall. That was more them just coming into the world, I guess.
Yeah. I think the Death Knight one is the coolest one I've done so far, I think. Even better than the Warlock one.
Huh. Interesting. I'm going to have to dust off my Gnome DK.
There you go. That's a spirit.
I mean, I gotta get it to level 100 first, because last time I played it was Mists. Yeah, Mists. I remember I made it specifically to troll one of the people in my first guild, because he was really upset that Pandaren couldn't be DKs. And every time we mentioned it, he just went on a rant, right? So I made a gnome death knight and named it Not a Panda DK. So every time I logged into that character, I reminded him that it was a thing that happened.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a jerk. But whatever.
That's
I logged so much time on that DK too as a result, because I knew it was upsetting him. I tanked a lot as a result back then, because it's a blood DK.
Yeah. I used to tank a lot on my DK as well. But other than that, I do Frost. I've never been unholy.
Yeah, that's one spec I never really considered. I don't know, because Unholy has that ghoul or whatever, right? And
yeah.
I guess back then, I was more adverse to that, because I wasn't great with pet management. I leveled 100 for a little bit back then, and I didn't like managing the pet.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't mind it so much now. Like, I'm doing okay with the survival hunter. I don't know. Maybe Unholy is worth giving another go. Because I know I didn't like Frost enough to stick with it permanently.
Yeah.
Blood was definitely my main spec.
Yeah, you could always just go blood forever. Kill everything and never have to worry about dying.
I mean, that's true too. That means I'd have to tank.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with that?
Well, we already have plenty of capable tanks in our guild. We don't need another one.
You could just do it on the side.
I could. It's a possibility that I will pretend to entertain.
You'll entertain it and you'll like it.
That's what you think.
I don't know. Really, that's it for my week. I can't really say much else.
All right, well, guess we can move on to our first sponsor message. Why don't you tell us about them?
Okie dokie. So, yeah, our first sponsor tonight is Doco Systems, where you can find some great computers made by gamers for gamers at doghousesystems.com. And if you use the code BACON, you get a 120GB solid-state drive in addition to the default 1TB hard drive. So if you're needing a new computer, new patches coming out, 2 months, good excuse to get a new computer, go check them out, see what they can do for you, and we thank them for sponsoring us.
Absolutely. All right, so what's happening this week in WoW?
This week in WoW, it's a slow week.
Really?
You don't mean.
I never want to cast.
So, the two things going on are the Pet Battle bonus events and PvP Brawl Deepwind Dunk, and those both run from May 16th until the 22nd.
Which one's Deepwind Dunk?
It's, I don't know, Deepwind Tram? Dunk things.
I have a feeling it's probably something to do with what's that battleground? Deepwind Gorge?
Oh, I don't know.
What is that one? That's gonna bug me now. Hold on. To Wowhead. Deepwind Dunk. Oh, it's the Silver Shard Mines. Never mind.
Yeah, that. Oh.
If you want to win this brawl, you're going to need to work on your skills, because Dunk Ball has come to Pandaria. You can race to claim balls from the map center or northern or southern mines, take them to your enemy's base, and then go for a significant long-range shot, or go all-in for the dunk. So it's like Hut Ball. It sounds like Hut Ball.
What is Hut Ball?
Did you play Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic? Or are we not Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Star Wars The Old Republic.
Right, yeah. Sounds like that's what it is. So, did you ever play Hutball in that game?
Yeah.
That sounds exactly what... that sounds like what it is. And if so, I'm all over that. I was terrible at Hutball, but I had so much fun doing it. That was easily the most PvP I did in a game. I pretty much exclusively played Hutball when I was playing that game. I had 4 characters at various levels, and all of them only played Hutball.
Wow. Yeah, I don't remember a whole lot about Star Wars, but...
Yeah, I'm not a PvP'er, so... Yeah, not my thing. And I don't pet battle. I haven't pet battled since the Isle of Thunder, basically, so...
Isle of Thunder, wow.
That does remind me of something that did happen this week for me, though.
What's that?
I got enough pet battle tokens from doing missions and stuff to get 3 pets that brought me up to 600 pets.
Oh, wow.
And I got another pet, so now I'm at 601.
I don't even know how many pets I have.
It's like 500 more than me. Not really, but it's a lot more than me.
Well, you know what? You know what I'll do? I'll just go to our fancy new character profile page.
Oh.
And look at how many pets I have. While I'm doing that, Medros, why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. So, we talked about this a bit last week. I'd seen it on my launcher briefly, but the news post that it linked to was not active in the game, or on the site, so had to wait a little bit, but it was like up the next day. And it's really cool. I really do like the new site and the new WoW armory links, I guess, is best way of putting them. I feel like they're a lot more... How can I put it? They lay the information out a lot better, I feel. And you can actually see and get to information up a lot better. I also think the links that... The hover information is better, much more responsive than it used to be. I can see what stuff I'm equipped that has sockets and what's in them. I can very easily see what I've got equipped, and I see an actual character, an image of my character with a lot more information: so health, crit, mana, haste. Like, there's all the information that I would want about my character is here. I can see raid progression, I can see PvP progression, apparently my main has 2600 kills, didn't know that, good for him, he hasn't done any notable PvP since vanilla, so, and, I mean, I can see reputations, I can see collections, they only have mounts and pets so far that I can see. I hope at some point they'll add the other stuff, transmog appearances and such, as well as, tabards and all the other stuff that you can have. As a collection in game, I hope they'll have that on the set eventually. And yeah, it's really awesome. I really appreciate the work they put into this, and I love just being able to have all this information at such an easy way. It's really, really good. I really enjoy that. So,
I mean, some of the information there is fantastic. I mean, one of the big things that I'm really enjoying about the new pages, first of all, my character isn't posed in a ridiculous way, where I will not be able to appreciate the transmog that I put together. Because the old profile pages, most of those poses were terrible. Now it's just a standard standing pose, and I'm okay with it. I can see the transmog and appreciate the transmog there. What I'm not a fan of, to a degree, is the way the stats are laid out. And I mean, some of the stats are laid out fantastically. The health, strength, and stamina. Like, health, strength, and stamina, for example, on my warrior page. I mean, I know very much what those numbers represent and all that, and that's fantastic. For somebody who's not totally familiar with the stats as they are in WoW, some of the secondary stats like crit, haste, mastery, and versatility, which is what I'm looking at right now, I mean, it tells me I have 26% critical strike. It doesn't actually tell me what critical strike means. Say with haste, mastery, and versatility, some of those things are, you know, obvious. Haste. 27% haste. Okay, I'm going to assume, based on what I see there, that haste means I'm going to swing my weapon faster. That's a safe assumption to make. 26% critical strike. What does that mean? Does that mean I have... I'm 26% more likely to critically strike? Does that mean I'm doing 26% more critical strike damage? It does not giving me a lot of information there. Same with the mastery. What does mastery even mean in this context? I don't know, and there's no tooltip to indicate what that means. Versatility? I have 9% of that. What versatility means? Again, we don't know. And, this may not apply to a lot of people playing WoW, because they know inherently what those stats mean. If I were a new player and looking at this, I'd have no idea what some of this stuff means, and I feel like it could have done something to provide a bit more information there. Even just like a on-hover tooltip. Just like, this is what mastery does. This is what versatility does. You know, I think that's somewhere where they could have made an improvement on it. I do like that all the stats are right. That all your other progression stats are just sort of out there laid out in an easy-to-read format. And I like that they broke down the raid progression into stuff that I, you know, actually care about. I don't, you know, seeing a history, seeing a character, Chun's raid history was great for just getting an idea of what they had, a person had done previously, if you cared about that at all. Right now, generally I just care about what they've done now. Right, so all I care about is the Legion progression. So if I'm looking at my Legion raid progression history, I can see, oh, I've killed each of the Emerald Nightmare bosses 7 times on LFR normal and heroic. Meanwhile, Trial of Valor, 3-3 LFR, 2-3 normal, and no kills on the other difficulties. That's stuff I care about, and that's great. I like that, and yes, it still gives you the option to view past raid history. Why isn't it loading? It's not loading now. I can't tell you what it looks like because I haven't, because it's not loading for me. But whatever. Yeah. Overall, there's a significant improvement over what they looked like before. But there are still places I think that can be improved. What do you think of the changes, Fan?
It's pretty. It's like I always say at work. It's like you put some lipstick on a pig, you know, you made it look pretty, but I don't know, I don't care super a lot about it, and like you said, now it's not even working at all, but I think that's just because they're getting hammered or something.
Yep, it's the ATA effect. We're yeah. So much traffic to Blizzard that they can't handle it.
All three of us just, you know, refreshing our character profile pages that brought them to their knees.
Yeah. Well, and then in the chat room, too. Don't forget about the chat room.
4. Sorry, Frasley.
I don't know. I don't hate it, but I don't super love it either. I don't know. I didn't really see anything wrong with the old one. I only really go there to look at, you know, dungeons that I've done, or raid progression for. I don't even look at raid progression for other people anymore, because I don't run pugs. I might go there to link my profile in our Slack chat or something when everybody else is, but that's about it.
Another thing, again, I might be just being nitpicky at this point. I assumed that this would have happened with the profile page redesign, but I assumed that we'd be able to see our progression path through our artifact traits.
That would be nice to have.
Because it feels like Blizzard is constantly trying to improve the way these things work, and I feel like they may try to continue that going forward, or at least a variant of it. And being able to see how I progress there, what relics I have in there, would have been nice information to have.
Definitely. Hopefully Blizzard will work on that and continue to improve the tool. That would be awesome. Oh, go ahead.
Another thing I like about it is when I'm clicking on each of the items that I have equipped, it doesn't open a new page for me. It just opens up an applet and loads all the information about it there. Not all the information, doesn't tell you where it drops from, but it gives you a not on hover tooltip about whatever you clicked on, which is nice. Okay, I'm done now, I promise. I won't say another thing.
Okay. Let us move along then. So, 12 years. It's a long time, isn't it?
Yep. Sure is. 12 years ago, I was graduating high school. Oh my god, I was graduating high school 12 years ago.
How does that make you feel?
I don't want to talk about it.
So what you're saying is you can't even words right now.
No, I can. I just don't want to.
Okay.
So, when I was graduating 12 years ago, an internet phenomenon was being born. You guys are familiar, I assume, with Leroy Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 12 years ago, the world was introduced to that glory, and I don't know, I feel like the Leroy Jenkins thing was one of my first exposures to WoW.
Yeah.
I was hearing about...
it was even on Jeopardy.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it was one of the first times I was ever introduced to WoW. I mean, I played Warcraft 3 back in the day, but I wasn't so much with the online presence, so I didn't hear about this World of Warcraft thing that was coming out. But a couple years later, I'm seeing this video, like, oh wow, is this what they actually do? For a long time, I believed it to be completely genuine. I was very naive back then. But yeah, 12 years ago. That's crazy.
That was current rating back in the day.
Fun fact, Leroy was from the server that I started on, Laughing Skull. Also in the Pals for Life guild, I believe he was in the guild, is a guy that both me and Medros used to work with.
Oh, wow.
Before he moved on to Tychondris.
Oh?
Yeah.
Cody?
John.
Oh, John, okay.
No, yeah.
Huh. Don't remember that.
Actually, a bunch of people from that guild were from Winnipeg. That's what he told me anyways. So.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But when I saw this Reddit post the other day, I just went on a huge old WoW video binge. The Mordots guy. That's a classic. And you can't go through something like Mordots and Leroy Jenkins without watching some other like classic Machinima from back then. There's that Machinima with the rogue, Blind. Remember that one?
No.
It's where the Blood Elf is infiltrating Stormwind.
Oh.
And she tries to kill Anduin, maybe? I don't know who she's trying to kill. But she sees Onyxia transforming from her, like a flash of Onyxia transforming.
Okay.
You never watched Blind?
No, I don't think so.
I'm gonna send you a link after the show. You gotta watch it. It's actually really well done for the time.
The other one that I remember from way back for Machinima is The Illegal Danish.
Illegal Danish, that was a good one. That was with, who was that? That was... it's on the tip of my tongue, too. Mind Flayme. That was Mind Flayme. Oh, man.
Okay. Yeah,
that was a good one, too.
I miss those things.
I don't know if it's just me not paying attention to that scene anymore, but I don't see a lot of those kinds of videos anymore, and I wish we did. Because I know they used to have a pretty prominent place at BlizzCon even back in the day, right?
Yeah.
I don't even remember something like that happening last year.
Pretty sure the Wikipedia entry for BlizzCon has the list of contests that they've done. Nope, does not. I feel like they kind of changed some of the contests they were doing.
Now it's just art in general, I think.
Yeah. And it's mostly, like, drawings versus video. Yeah, sad.
I really enjoyed the music remakes, or parodies, I guess you could say.
The Blood Elf raps?
With the... The ones that, is it PvP Girl or Gigi did? There's another person. The Druid one.
Man, I just want to watch more Warcraft Machinima. I think I'm going to go on a binge tonight.
Yeah, so it looks like they do have a movie contest every year, but I don't feel like it's overly promoted, and I don't think they actually do anything on stage about that.
Oh.
Like, I do see last year they had a movie contest. This year they're having a movie contest. But yeah, I don't feel like we've seen much in that regard from them.
That's too bad.
It is indeed.
Oh, yeah, that is what I'm thinking of, Fan. Blood Elf Rap.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she has tons of really good things. And there was another person that she used to do them with a lot. Okay, I don't remember who it was. But I'm pretty sure he played a druid.
But yeah, that's it's a long time, 12 years.
Oh, yeah. Nothing's...
Just imagine.
I can't think of anything that's gone quite as viral as that since then.
No. Not WoW related, I don't think so. Like, I mean, to be on Jeopardy is pretty big.
I mean, yeah, that's, you know, that's just pop culture right there.
Yeah. It's kind of meta, though, like, with all the stuff that Blizzard does, how they have all the pop culture references, to, like, have something from their own game show up like that.
Like, I feel like there could very easily be just a Blizzard category on Jeopardy now. There's so much of it in pop culture now. You got, I mean, Zerg Rush has become a pretty common phrase.
Yeah.
You know, people may not know its origins, but they know generally what it means. Again, Leroy yeah. Jenkins. I can't count the number of times I'm watching a TV show or something, and I wouldn't expect there to be a WoW reference, but then I hear, you know, Leroy Jenkins or something with that same inflection. I think How I Met Your Mother even had a reference to Leroy Jenkins. Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, yeah.
It is indeed. All right, so let's talk about our next and last story.
Yeah. So this is breaking news just today. Christy Golden had a tweet where she was allowed to officially announce she has a new job working for Blizzard Entertainment. The tweet, she said she could tell us where she's working, but not what she's doing. But that's pretty awesome. I'm excited to see where that goes. If you scroll down a couple days, she tweeted, what was it, just yesterday, that she had submitted an application for a job lasting 6 months. So that lines up with this Blizzard job. So sounds like her job with Blizzard is maybe a temp thing for 6 months, or maybe we'll see what happens with it.
And that 6 months is until right after BlizzCon.
Warcraft movie. Come on.
Warcraft movie, the book?
Right? Yeah, she did that already. She did the...
What?
She already did the novelization of the movie, yeah.
Presley, the book prequel to the Nomergon expansion. No, I don't think so. So yeah, that's exciting. Excited to see where that goes.
Absolutely. It's going to be very interesting.
But not quite.
And that's it for our news. Sorry. Peace, guys.
Yeah. Not far off, but not quite. So we still have to do our sponsor and all our other stuff. We still have to do a show, guys. So our second sponsor is the great folks over at Audible. They make great audiobooks, and they do some really cool stuff. So one of the series that I've read, and I kind of feel like it's not one of the better-known series on Audible, is the Magic 2.0 series. And I mentioned this one before, and they had a new addition to the series that just launched a few days ago. I'm currently reading it and thoroughly enjoying it. It's called Fight and Flight. It's book 4 of the series. So let's give a little bit of a sample of that now.
The 8 of us have been killed a combined total of 67 times, Jeff said. This strikes me as a problem. A youngish man in a silver sequined robe raised his hand. I'm not a school teacher, Martin. If you have a question, you can just ask. Martin glanced around at his friends, wearing their wizard robes and hats, seated in a cluster of chairs in Jeff's home, a small, unassuming blue hut that, thanks to a magical portal he'd created and a much larger hut out in the woods, appeared to be bigger on the inside than it was on the outside. Jeff stood at the front of the room addressing them. Martin said,
"Sorry. The whole thing just kind of gave me a Hogwarts vibe."
"That's fine.
Anyway, I don't have a question so much as a statement. None of us is dead."
"Yes, well, when I say we were killed 67 times."
So that again is Fight and Flight. You can find that over at bit.ly/ATA2017. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show. Is that a book you guys think you'd like to read?
It said Hogwarts, right?
Well, I mean, Hogwarts in vibe is what they said.
Oh. I have so many books that I've never read that I don't think I'll ever have a chance to get to.
Well, all you gotta do is you know, try.
Try?
Yep. That's all you gotta do.
I'm too busy with other things, like playing WoW and other things.
But yeah, there's four books in that series. It's a really awesome series, and I really enjoy it. So I hope you guys get a chance to check that out. All right, so let's give something away.
All right, so let's play last week's clip.
Don't look so smug. I know what you're thinking. But Tempest Keep was merely a setback.
Yeah, yes. And by the way, I want to clarify and advise people. I have now made the list of people I have prizes to, and I am working on slowly reaching out to people to get them their prizes. Those who I owe multiple prizes to will get a tweet message, direct message, basically asking what you have that, what you don't have that I have available. So, because I don't want to give the same person like three paint bombs. That would be rather silly.
I hope so. So the answer was Kel'Thas, and the winner from last week was Redzian. Congratulations. As mentioned, Metros will be in touch. All right, let's play this week's clip.
Thank you, High Lord. Now, challengers, I will begin the ritual of summoning. When I am done, a fearsome Doomguard will appear.
Boy, is that easy.
It's that guy from that show, from The Princess Bride.
I wonder if that's actually him. I'll have to look that up later. Anyway, all right, as usual, all answers must be sent in via Twitter using the hashtag ATATrivia. All correct answers will be entered into a random draw for next week's prize.
Alright, now, around now is kind of when we would generally look at doing our question of the week, right?
Yep.
Not gonna happen right this moment, but we're getting there. We're getting there, I promise. So, I put out a message on Patreon yesterday, I think, or the day before, basically advising our patrons that we're working on some changes. One of those changes is that we're actually going to have rewards. Are you guys happy to have rewards?
Rewards are good.
I asked two of our patrons who are actually hosts of the show as well.
I like rewards. Rewards are good.
I think they're good too. So I want to give kind of a bit of a tease of one of the rewards we're working on. And this reward is the bare minimum reward that we can do. It's a $1 reward. This tier is called the Casual Gamer. This reward tier will give each person who falls into this category the following reward every month. On the second show of every month, we are going to do a shout-out to all of the people who successfully pledged and were able to fulfill their pledge the month before. So, basically, just shout-outs to all of our Patreons who help out the show. This Andrew guy, I don't know who he is. He looks kind of funky, standing in front of a statue. I think he looks pretty drunk, to be honest, but whatever.
He looks like a bit of a jerk, honestly.
Does he have t-shirts in hand?
I don't think so. Anyways, we also have Navimi, who I met at BlizzCon last year. Awesome person. Then we have this Glenn guy. Looks like he's at a hockey game. I don't know. I think you and Hannah are at a hockey game. I don't know.
Hockey season's over, dude.
Well, you're wearing a Jets jersey and a toque.
Oh.
And she looks bundled up, so.
Oh, that must have been the Winter Classic.
Maybe, yep. We also have Troy, Matt, Jonathan, who is Frasley, Thomas, Bimini, and Patricia. So thank you all for your support, whether you've been supporter for a few months, 1 month, or many months. We thank you very, very much for all of your support. And we really want to show you our appreciation. The new Patreon rewards and all that other stuff, the goal is to have that done by the end of this month so that those rewards can take effect at the beginning of next month. And we will maybe tease some more here and there throughout the rest of this month. But definitely look at Patreon around the end of the month or watch our Twitter because make sure to post it there. All right, now we can move on to our normal process.
So our question of the week for last week was, what community in-game event would you like to see Blizzard support?
All right, Robo Hunter said, hopefully nothing from Goldshire Moonguard server.
I would agree with that.
Why? What happens in Goldshire and Moonguard?
What happens in Goldshire Moonguard stays in Goldshire Moonguard.
Oh,
for the betterment of everybody outside of that area.
Then Frasley says, I'd like to see an artist appreciation day where pictures across Azeroth are changed to use art from Twitter and the community with the approval of the artist, of course. But we could rotate throughout the day. That's a really cool idea.
Yeah, that's actually, I mean, that would be a lot of work. Maybe they could do like a little a pop-up gallery instead. That would be cool.
And I'm just realizing we have no question of the week for the next week.
It's okay, because me and Fan decided what next week is going to be in the pre-show. I don't think, I'm not sure if you were there for that.
Okay.
I'll type it into the show notes.
Please do, because
144 map.
Okay.
So, on slower news weeks like we've had this week, where a shorter show is, you know, a likely thing, instead of a show, what would you rather us do? Would you like to? Are you interested in a stream? Or something along those lines? Give us your thoughts. I'll get into 140 characters, I swear. This is what happens when I talk off the cuff. I ramble.
Indeed. You can also enter our poll on Twitter, too, if you really want.
We have a poll?
Yes.
See, this is what happens. I should pay attention to stuff and things.
Yeah, that's kind of what I meant when I had said that. I don't remember exactly what I said, though.
So, we're actually not going to answer this question, because we want you guys to answer it for us. We want your input on the future of the show, and what we do in weeks like this, where there's nothing to talk about. Alright, so, that is about it. So, shoutouts. Fan, you go first.
Shout out to you guys for deciding to do a show this week. Because we weren't sure what we were doing, but we managed to make it last a little bit.
We sure did. Shout out to Hardcore Casuals on Dalaran Alliance. And again, that's...
Hey man, you gotta donate $5 for that one.
Not yet. That's not in effect yet, and I donate 10, so you know what?
You do. My shout out is going to go to Christy Golden. I'm really excited to see what this her working for Blizzard is going to become. And for those who are fans of her other books, sorry that she may not be able to write another book for a while.
Sorry, not sorry.
But she'll do some really awesome Warcraft stuff, I hope.
At least 6 months.
Yeah, no. That's right at all. Alright, and that is about it, so let's do the outro.
If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATAYL5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show@allthingsazeroth.com, And if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show on Twitter at allthingsaz. Medros is at Medros. Fandeath is at Fandeath. I'm at ToastyPostyCan. And you can find the network at Dawnforge. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Hooniverse.
Indeed, and we'll be back next week. So, in the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of hopefully some news.
Hopefully.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Dawnforge Productions, copyright 2017. Find us online at thedawnforge.com.